أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا وأن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا من اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا وإذا أردنا أن نهلك قرية أمرنا مترفيها ففسقوا فيها فحق عليها القول فدمرناها تدميرا. Indeed, this Quran guides to the path that is most steady and stable, and gives good news to the believers who do righteous works, that for them is a magnificent reward. And those who believe not in the hereafter, we have prepared for them a grievous punishment. The path of the Quran is declared to be the most steady and stable path. A path being stable and steady, in fact being the most stable and most steady, will be the shortest path, the easiest path and the safest path. Hence, the path that the Quran Sharif shows is the shortest path to Allah Ta'ala. It is the safest path and it is the easiest path. In every respect, it's secure, it will guarantee you, and it is, apart from being secure and guaranteed, it is the safest and the easiest path. Any other method any person uses, then it doesn't guarantee you these features. It doesn't have to guarantee you safety, security, ease. وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ. And the dua that man should be asking for good, he asks for evil. When man is in some crisis, in some difficulty, then he raises his hands, but the dua that he should be making for good, in frustration he makes for evil. He asks for his own peril and destruction at the time that he is frustrated. And insan by nature is hasty. Though Allah Ta'ala doesn't answer every dua of his, for in haste sometimes he asks and begs for his own destruction. And we have made the night and the sign, we have made the night and the day two signs. We erase, obliterate the sign of the night, covering the entire universe with darkness. And we make the sign of the day to give visibility. And the whole world was covered in darkness, and in a moment it's covered in light, that you may search and seek the grace of your Rabb, and you may know the number of years and the count, and you may know the number of years and accounting, and all things have we explained in total detail. It could have just made it plain, but within the alternation of the night and the day, there are various hikmat and wisdom. Amongst these wisdom, one is that you search for your sustenance. With the alternation of the night and the day, there is a time for work, there is a time for rest. So it allows you to search for His bounties in a state that you are at ease and comfortable. And also, in order to get your things right, there must be some type of an accounting process. So Allah Ta'ala brings about the alternating of the night and the day, as you know, the time, the day, and all the other details that are connected to it. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ, and for every man have we binded his fate around his neck. We'll bring out this fate, this record of his on the day of Qiyamah, and he will see it spread out before him, and it will be said to him, read and take an account of your own records, because you are enough, you are sufficient to take a record and to take an account of yourself. You will not require any other person's assistance to help you to work out your record. You will find it yourself. You will be able to understand your record, how much you went on the wrong and how much you went on towards the right. Whoever receives guidance, then he does this for his own good, and who strays away from the path, then he does this at his own loss. And no person shall bear the burden of the other. And we do not punish any person, any people, until we don't send a Rasul. When a person reaches the age of maturity, 13, 14, 15 approximately, then his records of deeds are opened. And everything is being recorded from the time of maturity. Then when he dies, this book is closed and fastened round his neck, buried with him and brought up with him on the day of Qiyamah, and he is told that you take an account of your own self. You will not require any person's assistance to understand your records. It is the blessing of Allah Ta'ala that Islam speaks about individual responsibility, unlike Christianity, where the burden of sin is on Isa alayhi salam. Here, every person is accountable, is responsible for his own wrongs. لا تزير وازرة وزر أخرى. Nobody bears the burden of the other. And an added favor and blessing is we do not punish a people until we don't send a Rasul in its midst. Either the Rasul comes directly, or the message of the Rasul reaches them in some reliable, authentic manner. Like we see the word of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reached the Roman Empire, though Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not enter there at the time. But his words had reached them in some reliable and authentic manner. So until the word of Allah Ta'ala doesn't reach them, then they aren't punished. But once the word of Allah Ta'ala has reached them, then two they defy, then they have exposed themselves to problems. And when we decide to destroy a people, then we command the affluent therein, and in spite of us commanding them, they transgress therein, and the word of Allah Ta'ala is proven true, and sentence is passed, and then we destroy them entirely. When the system of Allah Ta'ala is that His commands, prohibitions, the do's and the don'ts, then He commands this and He teaches this through the Anbiya and through Ulama, through the deputies of the Anbiya alayhim salam. The message of the Anbiya are passed on to people. And moreover, the more affluent class is targeted, because people generally have the tendency of following the affluent class. The affluent as well as the educated people generally follow them. So a special effort is made to reach this class of influential people. So when this influential class receives the word of Allah Ta'ala, and then too they go on transgressing and breaking, defying the law of Allah Ta'ala, now the word of Allah Ta'ala has proven true against them, the sentence has been proven true, that we have delivered our message, but you defied them, you didn't pay attention to them, now you have exposed yourself to entire destruction. Many were the people that we have destroyed after Nuh. And enough is your Rabb to take note of the sins of his servants. Enough is your Rabb to take note and to see to the sins and the wrongs of his servants. Whoever intends the transitory fleeting world, he intends the good or the comfort of the transitory life, then readily do we give to him therein whatever we please, to whomsoever we please. He intends the transitory fleeting comforts of this life, then we give it readily to those that we please and as we please. Not to his discretion, but as per our decision, we give to whomsoever and how much we please, we give it to him in this very life. But then we appoint Jahannam for such a person, he will enter therein disgraced and rejected. But the one that intends the hereafter, and he makes an appropriate effort thereof, therefore, with faith and iman, then such people's efforts are appreciated and accepted. So the plan for the hereafter is for, one is the intention should be right, arad al-akhirah, we intend just the akhirah, the reward and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, this is what should be the intention. Number two, there must be some corresponding effort as well. You cannot be saying that I just intend the hereafter, but there is no corresponding effort. So there must be a corresponding effort. And number three, sa'yaha, that effort must be appropriate, must be in keeping with the effort that is required for the hereafter. So it mustn't be just any effort, but it must be an effort that is in accordance to the effort that is required for the hereafter. And obviously, the effort that is required for the hereafter will be known best by the one that has seen the hereafter. So obviously, then that knowledge will be only with Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because they see man and they see the road to the hereafter. They have seen the hereafter. So the road, the path that they will design will be the best. So the intention must be the akhirat and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Number two, there must be an effort. Number three, the effort must be appropriate in accordance to the effort of the hereafter. Number four, it must be with faith, with iman. Person has the intention, but he doesn't have iman. He doesn't have faith. Then all his works are all rejected, unacceptable. So the one that conforms to these conditions, Allah Ta'ala says, their efforts are appreciated and acceptable. To all we bestow our favors, to these and to those. And our favors, the favors of your Rabb, are never closed to anybody. See how we favor some over others. We bestow more favors to some people than to others. But these are not the things to be vying and to be competing with each other. For the hereafter is far greater in rank and far greater in excellence. This is not a thing of excellence or a thing of pride or a thing that you can boast about. Yes, the akhirah is something of excellence and significance. Don't ever ascribe any god with Allah Ta'ala, otherwise you will sit disgraced and in a state of destitution. May Allah give us tawfiq.